This is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today's podcast is on gays, race, drugs, and death. Recently, in the city of West Hollywood, California, there was a troubling, baffling, and, for some, deeply infuriating case of longtime Democratic political donor Ed Buck, whose apartment in his building has been the scene of two black men's apparent overdose deaths in the last 2 years. Ed Buck is a well-known figure in LGBTQ political circles. You can read the official statement from the NABWMT on this situation on http://nabwmt.org. We should await the results of the legal analysis of these deaths, and this podcast does not suppose the guilt or innocence of any party to these events. It does serve, however, to outline questions that arise in the news of the LGBT communities that are often asked but not answered. The NABWMT condemns the salacious and exploitative stories in some press that focus on sex and drugs rather than the fact that the lives of the two black men were lost. West Hollywood is known for its activism and protests. The cases have prompted uncomfortable conversations, however, and questions about race, class, and drug abuse within the LGBTQ community. Some 46% of West Hollywood residents identify as LGBTQ, according to the community surveys. The city also is 80% white. In the United States, ethnic minority LGBT individuals may find themselves in a double minority in which they are neither fully accepted nor understood by mainly white LGBT communities, nor are they accepted by their own ethnic group. This is a key issue to members of the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Recent data shows that LGBT persons were more than twice as likely as heterosexual adults, 39.1% versus 17.1%, twice as likely to have used any illicit drug in the past year, and nearly a third of sexual minority adults, 30.7%, used marijuana in the past year, compared to 12.9% of heterosexual adults, and about 1 in 10 misused prescription pain relievers, compared to 4.5% of heterosexual adults. Another group analyzed the frequency and patterns of methamphetamine use amongst black, gay, and bisexual men in comparison to men from other racial ethnic groups. Although this is a limited study, no significant differences were noted for the black users in comparison to the other racial and ethnic groups with regard to their reasons for use and context in which the drug was used. But given the disproportionate impact of HIV on the black population, even low levels of drug use in this segment of the population can cause high levels of damage. In 2016, blacks accounted for 44% of HIV diagnosis, though they comprise only 12% of the U.S. population. Given all these events, we should all reflect and act with the message that the lives of black men are precious. The demonization and marginalization of gay black men should stop, and help given to their safety and health. We thank you for listening to this. You can listen to other podcasts on nabwmt.org. We're also on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. We thank you for your support and look forward for you to listen to us again. Good day.